Ashland County District Attorney Sean Duffy and Portage County organic farmer Dan Milkey both say the country can't afford the $787 billion stimulus bill that Dave Obey helped write.
This money is being borrowed from China, using our children's money to buy votes. I think isn't going to work this cycle.
It's not generating any stimulus. The only thing it's stimulating is the congressman's next election.
But if the two candidates agree about the stimulus bill, their campaigns are worlds apart. Sean Duffy has raised more than $250,000. He was just endorsed by former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and has been profiled by Time Magazine, The Wall Street Journal, and National Review as one of the country's up-and-coming Republican stars.
The campaign is going extremely well. We are getting just a ton of traction within the district.
But if Sean Duffy is getting the limelight, Dan Milkey says the Republican Party is trying to force him off the stage, even though he was the party's candidate in the last election.
I've been excluded from Lincoln Day dinners. I'm a Republican. I've been a Republican all my life. I've been asked not to speak or not hand out literature at Lincoln Day events. You know, they've tried to blackball me on that. They were looking to try to do an early endorsement. That backfired. And so I guess I've ruffled their feathers a little bit.
The socially conservative Milkey commissioned a poll of 7th Congressional District voters, and the results show him leading both fellow Republican Duffy and Democrat Obey. Milkey says he's in the race to stay, and that means a contentious Republican primary before Obey faces the winner in the general election. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.